Now we have verses 8 and 9. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ. And Stachys, my beloved. Now, Amplius is a common slave name, and it occurs in the tombs of the early Christians in the catacombs, always in a place of honor. He evidently was one of Paul's converts and very dear to his heart. Now, Urbanus, or Urbane, as we have here in English, means city bred. You want to know what his name was? He was the city slicker. It's just a common slave name, and it may mean he was brought up in the city rather than in the country. And he's one of the real workers with the believers. And Stachys means ear of corn. He's been found listed in the royal household. It's a masculine name. He was beloved not only to Paul, but to the church. Now, verse 10, salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are Aristobulus' household. And he is the approved one. And it could be either a Greek or Jewish name. It was common among the Jews, Apelles. And he had stood some outstanding tests. And Aristobulus is identified as a grandson of Herod the Great. And possibly they were slaves who took the name of their masters. Can't say about that. And then salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Now, Herodian here was evidently a Jew, as Paul was. He calls him my fellow countryman. And the name suggests the Herod family. And he probably had been a slave and taken the name of the family he belonged to. Narcissus is the name of a well-known freedman and not a slave, put to death by Agrippina. These are probably slaves who belonged to him and taken his name. That is the one that has the name here, not the last one. He was apparently a free man, but maybe a slave who'd been made free. Then in verse 12, salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. I have a sermon that I preach on Tryphena and Tryphosa. The names are euphonious. They just struck me when I read the epistle. And they mean delicate and dainty. These were apparently two old maids. I ought not to say that, but you understand what I mean, I'm sure. And they came to know Christ. They were apparently women of means. But they couldn't get out to the evening service. But they were wonderful folk. And they had supported the Apostle Paul. They labored in the Lord. But there was another woman there by the name of Persis. She labored much in the Lord. She was a free woman. Also, and her position enabled her to do more than the other two sisters. She worked for the Lord, you see. Then we have Rufus, and he was related to the Apostle Paul. And then you have a list given here as Syncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobus, and Hermes, and the brethren which are with him. These are all just names to us, but they came to know Christ. And then he mentions salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus, and his sister in Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. So here's another group of believers, and they were there in Rome. Paul knew them, apparently led them to the Lord. Then salute one another with a holy kiss. And that was the form of greeting in that day. Don't recommend it today.